This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
It's 9:49, and it's time for our opening commodity market report here on WILL AM 580, Illinois Public Media. I'm Tom Rogers. Dave Dickey is away. He and Todd Gleason are at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Convention in Kansas City. They'll be bringing you the closing market report this afternoon and ag reports for the rest of the week from the NAFB convention. We'll be talking with movers and shakers in the agricultural world. Look at how the markets are moving and shaking as they started this morning, looking for a broad increase with the lag in the dollar. The December wheat contract in Kansas City opened this morning at $5.33 a bushel, up 7.5 cents from yesterday's settlement. March wheat, $5.50, up 8.5 cents. In Chicago, on the Mercantile Exchange, December wheat nearby contract opened at $5.33, up a dime. March up 14 on the open at $5.57, and the July at $5.76, up 7.25. In the corn pit, December opened at 398, up 3.5. March at 412.5, up 3.5 cents. The May at 423, up 4. July corn 432.75, up 5.25. September at 439.5, up 4.5. And next year's Dease corn at 444.5, up 1.5 cents. November soybeans opened this morning at 972 a bushel, up 10.5 cents. January at 978, up 10. March 983.5, up 9.5 cents. May at 988, up 10.5. July 997, up 14 cents. And November of next year's beans at 995 a bushel, up 15 cents. Products: December soybean meal at 292 even on the open, up 380. January up 4.5, or 450 rather, at 285.50. December bean oil opened this morning at 38.25, up 69 cents, and January bean oil 38.75, up 77 cents.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, Hudsonville, Illinois, and Crescent City, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Looking at the livestock side now, the December live cattle contract opened this morning at $84.45, down 15 cents. February, $86.10, down 17.5. April, $88.75, down 40. June live cattle down 10 on the open at $85.70. In the feeder pit, November opened at $93.72.5, down 15. January, $94.45, down 32.5. And March feeders open at $95.25, down $4.50. Moving to the hogs, December lean hogs at $55.90 on the open, up 27.5. February opened up 22.5 at $63.35. April lean hogs $68.05, up 15. And February pork bellies opened this morning at $84.85, up 47.5. Looking at a couple of the outside markets right now, the U.S. dollar index is down at about 1.5 points at 75 even. The CRB index is up 258 at 274.89. The silver contract for December up 43, almost 44 cents an ounce at 1766. And the December gold contract up $16 right now at $1,118.50. Right now, taking a look at the current activity on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the grain side, the wheat is, lost our signal there, but the wheat had last word, had been up between 9 and 14 cents a bushel in Chicago. Corn between 3 and 6.5 cents up, and the beans have started the day up 7 to 16 cents a bushel, 7 cents up on the January contract nearby, up 10.5 at last word. Joining us with a look at the commodity markets, how he analyzes things on this Wednesday, is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
It's a gorgeous day in Oakland, a big harvest day in the Midwest.
Certainly is. A lot of farmers still plugging away, and that threat of rain didn't really materialize or didn't do too much to stall progress.
Well, we came through the USDA production estimates yesterday, and the continuation of a runaway gold market and had its influence, and a weak U.S. dollar is having its influence on a harvest of corn and soybeans as they continue to move higher. The big factor here, of course, it's the Fed policy, you know, that some people are arguing is inflationary or non-inflationary, but it is having a tremendous influence on the commodity prices, the stock market, and, of course, the world of financial markets throughout the world. Is it surprising? Well, there is, the world is awash in dollars, and it is unusual to see the big strength of the market as we push the harvest rather rapidly. There is a rainfall event the middle of next week, and by then we will see an increased harvest with corn and soybeans being harvested.
Now, this has been the trend of the falling dollar and helping grain prices. Is there anything else on the market today that's going to push the market besides that trend, that long-term trend that farmers are still watching or traders are still watching, the decrease in the dollar?
Well, this is, of course, Veterans Day, and a lot of the banks are closed.
How's trading? Is there going to be a little volume of trading today, too?
I think the volume's going to be very, very big.
So the traders are still in business today.
Traders are still in business. And as we mentioned, there will be some rain around the 18th of November, a half to 1 inch of rain. And I think the factor is that our cash contacts in the grain business side tell us that people are using rallies to go on and move some inventory at higher levels, and we did see people put in orders above the markets to take advantage of strange and unusual market forces in case they get too out of hand. There's going to be a lot of profit taking on the rally. One argument is that the options expire next week, and we will see this $4 level is kind of a magnet to see if we really do have the power to keep things at this level. I think the big factor here is that it's almost reminds me of the old days, in the before 1920s, where the doorman's giving tips in the marketplace about the stock market. It's almost like buy gold and you'll be rich by the end of the day. I would imagine at some point in time this does have to wake up the central bank a little bit, as far as keeping the floodgates open. It's one thing to have a horse win a race every time it races once a week. It's setting new records every time they race.
But it's going to take central bank intervention?
It's going to take something in the central bank to basically say, hey, we're winning the race, but we're going to slow this down just some.
All right. Anything else going on in the market today?
I think it's a function that I think one other comment that we can make is that the ear size count in most of the states that the government surveyed were record counts. But they thought the test weight was down, and I think that was one factor that they got the 5 bushel less per bushel yield in Iowa and 4 bushels in the state of Illinois. I think the one thing here is that it was a rather severe cut as far as the yield in those two big producing states.
Right.
And we will see if the final the next report will underscore that yield as well.
All right. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
You too. Paul Cooley is with ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Back to the current market right now. December Kansas City wheat at 534 1/4, up 8 3/4 cents. March at 551 1/2, up 10. December wheat in Kansas City, or in Chicago rather, is up 9 cents, 532. March at 549 1/2, up 6 1/2 cents. The May up 3. That's not trading, in fact, right now. December corn right now, 399 1/4, just under the $4 mark, up 4 3/4 cents. March up 5 at 414. May at 424 1/2, up 5 1/2. Crude oil for December right now at $80 a barrel even. That's up 95 cents. RBOB gasoline is not trading right now in the December contract. Soybeans for November at 972, up 10 1/2. January, 977 1/2, up 9 1/2. March at 990, up 16. Bean meal for December, 320 up right now at 291.40. December bean oil at 38.06, up 50. December live cattle down 17 1/2 at 84.42 1/2. November feeders 93.60, down 27 1/2. Lean hogs up December at 56.15, up 52 1/2. The Dow right now is up about 30 points at 10,275. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. I'm Tom Rogers, and our forecast calls for a sunny high of 60 degrees in Champaign-Urbana today, much the same picture across east-central Illinois and much of the two-state area. Sunny today and a high of around 60, according to meteorologist Ed Kieser. Clear tonight and frosty in east-central Illinois, the low 32 in Champaign-Urbana. Mostly sunny tomorrow, the high 62 degrees. Today's winds from the northeast at 8 to 16 miles an hour, northeast 5 to 10 tonight, east to southeast at 6 to 12 miles an hour tomorrow. And then Friday, looking ahead, mostly sunny and a high of 64 degrees.